Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
Yo, what's good? We are back live for Vietnam, the one and only Trillanoise Tracks and Paul Masson.
What's up?
How you doing?
Chilling, man, enjoying this rainy day.
Yeah, it's pretty rainy over here too, man.
Word.
Definitely pretty rainy over here. We got a bunch of songs today. I mean, we got about 7-8 songs today, I think. All different genres, so, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Word.
Definitely gonna be interesting. I guess we're gonna have to freestyle the topic afterwards and whatnot.
Yeah, go dance and we can come up with one.
Yeah, we'll find something. One artist sent like two songs, and I'm gonna let the first song determine if we play the second one.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with this first one. And as you know, we don't listen to none of these songs before we review them, because that would defeat the whole purpose if we review music before we review it live. So,
yeah, I don't know who it is. Like I tell Paul, I don't even want to know. Just play it. It doesn't even matter. If it's good, it's good. If it ain't, it ain't.
So this first one is Simple Love, and it's Grace and Moji.
I do things that hurt you like I don't care. I've forgotten about you. I'm a simple man. Sometimes it's simple, yet I don't understand. All I want. Simple love. I've been feeling so alone. I know where we went wrong. Now it's so clear to see. But that wasn't me. I know I'm complicated, broken into a million pieces. Fragile to all extremes, can I repair a broken?
I was waiting for a breakdown, man.
Yeah, I don't think it was going to break down. I think it was going to keep going. I don't even think they had a chorus or a bridge or anything. But, I mean, I give it okay. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't my style, but I give it okay. Yeah, I give it okay. The lyrics, you know, listen to the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics was good. So, plus, you remind me of, I don't want to say the wrong name. I want to say Atlanta's more set, but I'm thinking of somebody different. But other than that, I give it okay, though.
That's about all I give it is okay. Do we want to play their second one?
Go ahead.
Okay. They got this another one, Alone in My Dreams, and this is Nola Grace. I guess it's just the Grace by itself.
Thank you.
you got?
I give it a yay. It's way different than the last one. I was thinking it was going to be something similar to the same, but that's definitely different than the first one. So, I mean, I give it a yay. Like I said, I can hear that in the ball.
Okay, but it is better than the other one.
It's, yeah, it's better than the first one.
It's more marketable because it's more up tempo. Definitely, I think. I'm gonna give it an okay though.
Okay, I mean, I'm gonna give it a yay because you know I can just hear that in the bar or anything like that.
And so. Shouts out to Dirty Bo. He said it's okay.
Dirt.
Shouts out to Dirt tuning in. Let's get into this next one. We got E-Love Certified. I think this is a hip hop or rap joint.
My mama told me, boy, you gon' be rich. And don't put your trust in it, you know these niggas a snitch. Yeah, these niggas ain't having motion. On my grindy nigga loaf, I got the drip out the ocean. All my niggas having bread. You know me and my niggas toast. All that pressure, what I'm smoking. Pressure got these hoes on me. I'm a certified street nigga. Certified in the street. She a certified free bitch. Certified in the sheet. Know I keep the heater on me. Cook a nigga like bologna. Know I'm going out like Tony. The world mind if I want it. You know most these niggas phony. I can't see me letting them clone me. From the hood, nigga, I'm homie. My mama told me, boy, you gon' be rich. And don't put your trust in it, you know these niggas a snitch. Yeah, these niggas ain't having motion. On my grind, these niggas loafing. I got the drip out the ocean. All my niggas having bread. You know me and my niggas toastin'. I got the drip out the ocean. All that pressure when I'm smoking. Pressure got that hoes on me. You know me and my niggas toastin'.
Wow, that was, I guess he just said a snippet.
I give it an okay. You know what I mean? The beat's mediocre. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, I mean, it's mediocre at best. I mean, it's typical beat. You know what I mean? So I try to listen to what he was saying, but I'm going to give it an okay, though.
That's all I'm giving.
At least it wasn't recorded. It wasn't recorded bad. I mean, not from what I can hear in here. So that's always a plus. You know what I mean? The recording quality has to be good. So, I mean, I'm going with okay.
All right, so that's two okays for the E-Love Certified track. This next one is basically I think it's a punk rock song. It's for my rebel youth, and it's called Another Punk Song. Let's get into it.
All right. I'm fucking with that. That's a yay for me.
Yeah, right.
That changed. It started a little mellow, but then it started amping up. That's my type of shit right there.
Yeah.
You know, Nirvana's my favorite group, so that right there fit right in for me. That's a yay for me. Who was that again? So,
My Rebel Youth, Another Punk Song.
Word. That's a yay for me.
That's two yays. Okay, what do I get into next? We still got four more. All right, let's get into this. Mr. D Pull Up featuring Top Dre, Build It Up.
Gotta build it up, gotta maximize. We gonna build it up. This world going crazy, we gon' live it up. It ain't by God or money, then we gon' give it up. We keep on coming hard, I know that they feeling us. This game like that goes, and me and Top gon' build it up. This world going crazy, I know we gon' live it up. It ain't by God or money, then we gon' give it up. We keep on coming hard, I know that they feeling us. This game like that goes, and me and Top gon' build it up. Yeah.
Ain't lonely at the top. When God your main man, when you praying every day, don't need no game plan. I ain't tripping on them haters, we got free bands.
Face
so strong, I be feeling like I'm Heat Man. Gotta do the right thing if you wanna stay a free man. Be strong in these streets, can't live your life a weak man. We gon' live by righteousness, and that's where we stand. Boy, you rocking with the devil, need to rebrand. They say they gonna ride, I ain't gon' hold my breath. The only man we got is God, and they ain't got they self. Hating that they doing it be bad for they health. And I'm knowing that we hot because I'm watching the melt. My nigga, we got the belt. This world going crazy, we gon' live it up. It ain't by God or money, then we gon' give it up. We keep on coming hard, I know that they feeling us. This game like that goes, and me and Top gon' build it up. This world going crazy, I know we gon' live it up. It ain't by God the money, then we gon' give it up. Keep on coming hard, I know that they feeling us. This game ain't let go, send me a top, gon' build it up.
D pull a living large, live it up. I want them stacks, I get it up. I wanna go to Inglewood, my boy Matt Puck. New year, new vibes, you know it's up. Price is going up, cause I'm showing up. New Mac and Top.
What you got for me, man? Yay, or okay. And please, y'all, please comment yay, nay, or okay on these songs, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give that one a yay.
You give it a yay?
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one a yay.
I'm gonna give it a yay too. Yeah. One thing I noticed about these rap songs that they submitted, I've had to turn the volume up like to like 90 and whatnot.
Damn, that mixing, man.
Yeah, it's real, real low, you know.
Yeah, mixing is important. We need to get some of them people on the show.
Yeah, shout out to Dirty Bo. Say he sounds like 2 Chainz. Says it's okay. Lingo Lee.
It was
said, okay.
It was a little 2 Chainz-ish. That's what was coming through my head. Yeah, but I mean, I still give it a yay though. I like it.
All right, let's get into this next one. Joy Wire Hotbox.
Time. You know you made my heart stop. Lately never thought we'd be so shaking, feeling in the hot box, baby, tonight. Stuck behind a tight spot, I feel while the air is white hot. Right there, feeling in the hot box, can't see the light. Thought we'd reach this dark place, watches over every line in my face. Feeling in the hot box tonight. Walls are closing, you got me choking. Feeling in the hot box, baby, bust me out in every way. Can't skip the hood.
so cold when you call me
Aaron P. Taylor sound, said it sounds very 80s wave.
That's, man, it's last week. I mean, matter of fact, all 3 weeks we've been getting some 80s vibe from some of these songs here. I don't know if that's coming back or what, but that gives me 80s. You know, it always reminds me of 80s movies, like when I hear stuff like that. Like I said before, like it sounds like something you can find in an 80s movie. I mean, I'm going to give it an okay, though. It wasn't bad.
I'm going to give it an okay. I like the beat.
Yeah, I mean, it's 80s.
Yeah,
that is 80s all the way.
This is a definite variety and diversity in these songs that people are submitting.
I mean, which is good. I mean, I don't want to listen to hip hop all day. I don't listen to hip hop all day, so I wouldn't want to come here and do the same thing. So,
I mean, So far the best song wasn't a rap song or a hip hop song. So, I would say is that My Rebel Youth so far, another punk song, has got 2 yays.
Last week wasn't a hip-hop song that was the best one, was it? Nope. There was a singer chick.
The Eyes joint.
Yeah, she had the best one.
Dope.
Matter of fact, it ain't been a hip-hop one yet.
So I'm going to get into this next one. We got Brian Clover Jr. again. I mean, he got like 3 nays on the first time, man. And I told him, like, yo, man, Brian, did you watch the last one? He's like, I was scared because I ain't never really had my music reviewed. But you was like, yo, let's do it. Let's do another Brian Clover. This one's called Tribute.
I mean, you got to give it to him for, hey, don't give up. Don't take my word for it. Shit.
Yeah, he ain't giving up. Yeah, all right, let's get into it. Hey, isn't that the same joint?
Man, hold up. How many he sent you two?
The same joint.
Did he send you two?
He sent us the same joint, it looked like.
Let it play. Hold up. It do sound kind of like what? This shit loud, though.
I can't help it. I still want you.
Joint. Yeah, that's the same joint. So he sent another one?
He said the same joint with a different name, it looks like. Sorry, Brian, man. We got to give you 2 nays again.
Yeah, bro. We try to be nice. You know what I mean? I was in your corner. I was like, yeah.
That's not even he sent a whole. That's the thing, Brian. You got to send a whole new song.
He sent the same song with a different name?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Nigga. Soldier Boy already did that.
The one I was going to save for last but not least. We got him coming on March 22nd, and that's Rex. We got Rex and I don't want to get this name wrong, Carlito the Kid, and it's a De La Soul tribute. All right, let's get into this.
I mean, you know, what do you got to look forward to? When something comes, you just grab at it because you're so vulnerable. You're like, you know, and when the hip-hop, you know, the stuff came, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm with this. When I first saw it, I was like a magnet to it. I was like, I never seen this before. I'll take it. Boom.
This is De La Soul, the De La O. Homage infinity. I remember will honor memory. All the energy in the universe to be in the plug. Season of love. Prince to see the dove. No crying. Eye in the bug. Why in the on do we deny? Flowers ignore prowess. Be your proudest of the wrong things. Tears down my eyes. I gotta let the song sing. Let song cry. The morning dew. Too much now. Eyes stay grand rising. No chains are falling down the side of my face. It sounds like entrance to the sky's gates. With the horns blowing. The song seeds sowing for the seeds growing. I'm in an elevated space. Straight. No chase. So nowadays, no cup, fill cup, split over, getting sober, I'm feeling so good. Yoda, young ones, the fry age, unlock cage, rebirth, I see word, I see pen, I see page, I see. endless possibilities, a limitless sky, mobility rise, it's all about momentum. I pin some thoughts on a half century of hip hop. I'm so thankful it's not faded into glory a la disco. Maybe Corey got a bit of his flow from legendary spitters we call ghosts. Let's all toast those before those right now and those to come into being. The sun seeing the sun for the first time, carry incredible meaning, unforgettable feeling, the space that we in, all for healing, to live, love, laugh, repeat, and keep seeking highest highs through the lowest lows, those we know being. The rose grows, works, and grows again. Those who hope live to hope again. Even if we can't see them in the physical, here with us in the spiritual. Whatever you believe, even being able to conceive is a miracle. Close my eyes in the breeze, I'll be feeling you. It come back like tape on rewind, based on these signs from yesterday. The present is a gift today. Tomorrow is expansion of the gift, answering the myth, in the ritual, the metaphysical, the glyph. Ifs, the wise and ifs, the wise intelligence of the poor righteous, born in fightness for corner writers, on canvases, the beats of life inspires, through the weird and cold, keep your fires, lit inside us, to sensitize us, to capitalize, of high-rise gentrifiers, pseudo truth suppliers, protect the youth from the slanting bias, become buyers if it's by us. And by us, I mean the people party ignited. Some people ain't our people, even if invited. Watch for samples, infiltrators and such. Make them sneak, sign an NDA, hush, hush. Back to what's in the speakers. Deserving of respect like the weakest. Uniqueness that each one teaches. All for hip hop. For the love of hip hop. One teacher. For the love of hip hop.
You already know I'm giving that.
Yeah.
You have to ask me.
That's I'm going to give it a yay too, man. Rex, that's the thing, man. When Rex hit me up about sending the music, I looked at his name. I was like, R-E-K-S, Rex. I was like, oh, that's that dude that be spitting on with the fire.
I'm going to check out some of his stuff then.
Yeah, he's spitting on with fire, man. We got him on the 22nd. I can't wait.
I'll do my homework between now and then.
I'm glad he hit me up. Before we get into the topic, though, we're going to go ahead and hit him with a quick diesel break.
Tropical drink. Me and my team whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell the waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle of Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. You see it scrolling below. Do you Dizzle? Order at DizzleBrand.com. And Dizzle Brand is a Black-owned business. So we need to push that shit to the top. And it's the coolest fucking liquor brand name. And the shit is high quality. It tastes good. What you sipping on over there, man? Better be Dizzle.
Send me a bottle. Send me a bottle. I'll try it out. I don't fuck with brown too much.
All right, so we freestyle on the topic.
Oh, shit.
I got one for you. What's something like that you thought was cool or you did when you was a kid that you just totally hate now, man? You can't stand this. Like, it just irritates you.
Something I did as a kid that I can't stand now.
Or you thought was cool that you just can't, like, you just can't stand now.
I really can't think of nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really do a lot of stupid ass shit when I was a kid. I mean, with it, as a teenager, I mean, like, you know, a lot of stuff I did, I wish I wouldn't have done, but I really can't. You go ahead. Give me time to think about it. You must have something in mind because you brought it up.
For me, is sagging pants.
I never sag. I never sagged.
Dang, I didn't know that. Like, never. Criss Cross came out and I had the jeans on backwards. That shit lasted all of one day at Douglas Bird Junior High. I think it was like seventh grade. Once you went to try to go piss, it was like, yo, man, this shit ain't gonna work.
I never sagged. You know what I mean? I knew a bunch of dudes from prison. They was like,
but see, I didn't know that. When you're in seventh grade, you don't know that in Douglas Bird, seventh grade. You don't know, like,
I hung around a bunch of older dudes when I was younger, so I was lucky for that. But yeah, sagging, I've never sagged. Ever.
I got another one for you. This going to sound funny to you. I don't like loud music after 10 o'clock.
What kind of shit is that? Music sound better at night. What you mean?
Oh, my old man get off the lawn with that shit. I'm like, I'm asleep at 10 o'clock. Like,
you gotta be the first man. You a rapper.
I'll be up so early, damn, working and shit.
I mean, I get up 4 o'clock every morning. You know what I mean? Like, with my job, yeah, even when I'm off, you know what I mean? I gotta get up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So, I mean, no matter what, at 4 o'clock, I'm waking up. I mean, whether the alarm, you know, I got my alarm set for just Monday through Friday. But you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I mean, I still wake up at 4 a.m. But the music sounds better late night. How you a musician and don't want no music after 10 o'clock?
I want to get
sleep. What, you going to the studio in the sneak in the studio in the mornings?
Like, I don't, that's the thing. Like, I always just record my own stuff, you know?
I mean, well, yeah, you can do it whenever, yeah, but still though. After 10 o'clock, like, that's crazy. I ain't never heard nobody say that.
I mean, yeah, I'm like the old man, get off my lawn and shit.
You better hope I don't move next door to you. Trust me, bro.
Well, what'd you think about that video, my man? You said you watched a video of my man, Lil Rock Obama. Shouts out Lil Rock Obama.
Oh, yeah, about, well, we touched on that last night about just selling it. I mean, which it makes sense to me, though. I never thought about it. I mean, I'm not putting it on streaming platforms anyway, but
he was saying wait to put it out in the streaming platforms.
Yeah, he said sell it yourself first.
To your friends, family members, everybody. And then after that, then you put it on the streaming platforms.
Yeah, because like he said, I mean, you're gonna put it out there. Nobody knows it's out there. I mean, I just hate to say it. Like, I mean, you could probably go through Spotify and see 1,000 new artists put their stuff up there with only like 10, 20 plays. And you just put it out there when you probably would have had more of a response if people just went, I mean, go back like back in the day, man. Just get out there and hand your shit out. I mean, or at least, I mean, now it's technology now. Like, yo, you want to buy this for $5 here? Here go the link, shoot them the link. I mean, any type of thing or whatever. Instead of just giving it, you know what I'm saying? You giving everything straight to Apple and Spotify, like he said, which it made a lot of sense when I watched it, though. I mean, people need to get back to that. I mean, that direct to consumer, man. It needs to get back to that.
You remember when everybody used to complain about radio royalties being so low?
Yeah.
And streaming royalties is pretty much like the same thing.
Nah, I think streaming is worse.
Worse, yeah. You
know, I mean, I can't speak on it. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody more knowledgeable about that
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I've heard it's worse.
I mean, it has to be worse. You know what I mean? I mean, because ASCAP, you know what I'm saying? You get your ASCAP, your BMI, all, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, man. I mean, it pays way more than that. It has to. I mean, I wouldn't know. You know, we need somebody like Rise on here to, you know what I'm saying, educated on that type of stuff. You know what I mean? That wasn't
I mean, we come from a time where you sold singles. So if you sold 1,000, like, say you sold 1 million singles, that's $1 million to whack up between the label and the artist. But now, if you're on a major label and you get 1 million streams, that's like $4,000 at most that you're whacking up.
And that's bullshit, like, man. Well, apparently it ain't against the law, but you know what I mean? You talk about the record labels and stuff like raping motherfuckers. That's right. There is exactly what they're talking about. I get 1 million plays and I only get $4,000? Man, fuck that. It costs, you know what I'm saying? If you did it right, it costs you more than $4,000 to make the song. By the time you done bought the beat, paid for studio time, even if you're recording yourself, mastering. Most niggas ain't mastering. They might be recording, but they ain't mastering. You still got to sit it out if you want an industry standard. You'd be done spent like $5,000. I mean, it's ridiculous to me, man. I don't understand it. Cause what is it? 0.00? How many zeros before you get to one?
It's very low. It's very low.
It's like, I mean, like I said, like, how do you break down a penny?
And then you got the delusion and illusion part going on where half of their plays are not even real. It doesn't matter, like, pretty much who it is, because if you take the risk of paying somebody to get on playlists, mm-hmm. you it's a 90% chance you're paying for bots.
So that's not even real listeners.
And how do I know that? Because, I mean, we know the guy that had the number one listened independent playlist for like R&B and hip hop for a while. Me and my guy knew him. And I know somebody who verified this on Chartmetrics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we know for a fact he was botting. That's why his playlist got, you know, taken down. And me and him got in an argument over it because I told him, like, you know, even when you bot, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you try to get aggressive and, like, I just want a million plays and, like, that. And you start from zero to, you know, you're trying to go to zero to 100 overnight.
So I mean, can
that's
you
when
tell?
That's when red flags start coming out because none of that translates to followers on your Spotify page.
So the streams don't equal the followers. So I mean, I've been hearing I've been hearing people talk about that, like, you know, well, check their fan page and stuff like that. If they got this many streams and only got 1,000 followers, of course they got to be paying. It.
Can you get on a Spotify song and can you comment on the song?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't mess with none of this.
You can't. And that's the problem with streaming. Streaming doesn't allow you to engage with fans.
That's why I have YouTube Premium.
The things that they call engaging with fans, you know, doesn't really, they're not really engaging with fans. Just like posting a little, like a little video or your album dropping or something like that. That's not really engaging with fans if you can't just directly conversate with them, you know.
So all you can do is just hit the like on a song?
That's all you could do.
I mean, do they see the like or is it just for them to figure out?
Well, you
don't.
No, it's just a like. You don't know exactly who liked it. It doesn't show you what profile or nothing like that. And you can't direct message nobody either on Spotify.
So all of them. I mean, does this go for Tidal and Apple Music and all that, the same thing?
None of them allow you to direct message.
I didn't know that.
If you can't direct message or you can't comment. See, that's the thing. You don't need a direct message if you can at least comment.
I mean, yeah, comment. I ain't finna just.
And then you,
know,
you can reply to the comments. You can reply to the comments. That's messaging it by itself, you know?
So who pays more out of those? You said last night. You said
Tidal? Tidal pays the most.
Tidal pays the most. We still ain't shit.
So and then Napster pays out like $9 per thousand, you know, but they got the oldest catalog because they've been around the longest. Then you got Amazon is like $8 per thousand. And Pandora's kind of stepped it up, but Pandora is the best because their algorithms, you know, like just off of, you know, my playlist alone, I can get like, you know, 100, 200 monthly listeners constantly on Pandora, and it's just four playlists.
So what about YouTube Music? I mean, I don't understand why a lot of people don't put their stuff on YouTube, because on Premium,
YouTube Music don't really pay out a lot. And my dog over here tripping. What you tripping about? What's up, puppy? What? Now, YouTube Music just don't pay out a lot, you know? But it's really about YouTube more than the YouTube Music.
I know, because it gives you an option. Like, every time, like, say if I play a video on YouTube, it'd give me the option to play it on YouTube Music, too.
Yeah.
But I can go to an individual artist's YTube page. So don't they get paid off that, too? Like, every play? Like, through YouTube?
They get paid off the YouTube Music, but it doesn't pay out a lot.
I mean, but what about YouTube?
I think YouTube Music pays out even less than Spotify, to be honest with you.
I'm talking about your actual YouTube page, though. So, like I said,
that's when you get it monetized. When you get it monetized, you know, and then that's when you really got to, like, you see, like, Vlad TV's pumping out, like, you know, a ton of videos every day because you figure between uploading the new videos and all the old videos, he probably gets well over a million plays a day. And so you figure 30 million plays a day, plus that's just one platform. We don't know what he's getting on the other platforms.
It's just too much for me. I mean, it's sad that you can't get paid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so what's the labels cuts?
The labels cuts?
I mean, we already know
nowadays,
the artists ain't getting nothing.
It depends on what the artist
it depends on their deal, yeah. I mean, it's just sad, though. I mean, you got to get a million streams to get $4,000. I mean, that's crazy. That is real crazy.
That's why it don't make no sense to even go major. You might as well stay independent, you know? And a cat like Kanye is in a good position. If you're not signed to a major label, as big as you are,
I mean, that's kind of
why do you need them?
I don't understand why half of them keep staying in their deals and stuff like that. Because if I was as big as some of these dudes, I mean, half as big as some of these dudes, you can make the money. I mean, it ain't just Drake out there. I mean, you got niggas that's on half a level of Drake that can really get out there and just do it on their own and make all the money back to themselves. I don't understand why everybody feels the need to be with a major label and practically get raped. I mean, that's all you're doing.
There's different reasons for some people. Like, I look at a cat like Jadakiss, right? I've always thought about Jadakiss always been on a major label, right?
Yeah.
And I heard him say why he was stayed on majors, because he didn't want to risk his own money.
Yep, well.
But at the same time, if I'm as good as Jadakiss,
I'm a bet on myself.
Thank you.
I mean, it ain't like he's some whack
ass. I'm going to bet on myself.
He's not
Styles
mediocre.
Styles P bets on himself. He stays independent.
I mean, Styles P done dropped with about 30 albums in the past.
And his albums are better, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean,
he has
betting
more
on himself.
Creative control, and he bets on himself.
Because I know you watch Drink Champs. You know, Nori always says that he would rather be on a major. You know, he says that all the time. At least every episode, he talks about he didn't like the independent route. He'd rather be on a major. I mean, I don't understand when people of that stature.
When they say that, all that means is they don't want to have to do the work.
I mean, but when you're at a certain level, I don't feel that the work, it wouldn't be as hard as me and you trying to do something. I mean, even at a Nori level, even though, I mean, ain't nobody checking for a Nori rap. But I'm just saying, if Nori was to put out an album right now, if he put it out by himself, it's still going to get the same traction, whether if it was a major or not. Because he has his own platform to advertise it.
You're right.
I mean, the major's not going to make nobody feel Nori no more than anybody's feeling Nori right
now. You're right.
But what I'm saying is,
people overvalue themselves in that way, I think.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you would rather sign to a label, you know what I'm saying? Say if Nori did drop an album, he might get...
You know what it is?
He might get about... You know what I'm saying? He might sell about 50,000, probably total. But you'd rather... You know, but you could do that yourself, being that you Nori with your own platform... To advertise your own music and keep all the money, but you rather sign to a label and get $30 at the end of all this shit. Like, I mean, I don't understand that.
No, I was talking to Mr. Jones about this other day. Some of these cats always feel like they can't come out unless their situation is the same as it was 10 or 20 years ago.
It don't work like that. Life don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
Period. Life don't work like that.
The situation just might be different.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I don't know much. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the authority on this shit. I learn something new every day, but I just don't see the reason we're going with a major, because you don't need them. I mean, and it's obvious nobody really needs a major. I mean, you got kids blowing up just on you. I mean, you got kids just blowing up with no, I mean, they ain't signed it, no fucking body. But you ever notice what always happens though? All them little young cats that come out, they always end up signing to a major. Why?
I don't know what it is, man.
And then they'd be like, well, I'm partnering. Man, you ain't partnering. You know what I'm saying? They don't need no partners. They're talking, I'm partnering with this label or something like that. That's what they all say. Nah, you just signed your life away. You signed most of your stuff away.
Well, you got to realize we're in a business where, especially when you get to the rap aspect of it, all they know how to do is rap.
Yep. And what was I watching? I was watching something on me. I watch a lot of YouTube, man. I was watching some video. And it was like, you know, a lot of these dudes get, you know what I'm saying, like a label come at them, they don't got no money. Well, yeah, I buy your mama a house or something like that, and they just, oh, word? You know what I'm saying? I'm broke. I ain't got nothing. Yeah, I take that, get their mama. I mean, that's a soft spot. Any dude, you know what I'm saying, any man has a dream of buying their mama a house. So, you know what I'm saying? He was talking about how the record labels be coming at these young kids like that. A lot of these young rappers, oh, I buy your mama a house, I get out the project and stuff like that. Then they just sign, not reading the contract or nothing. They just be asked out. I mean, I don't get it.
Because they're not thinking of trying to find an investor. They're always thinking, they don't realize the label, when you're trying to sign with a label, you're trying to get them to invest.
I mean, they don't understand that.
So does it matter who invests? Let me tell you a true story. I managed one artist one time. Mm-hmm. I never want to manage an artist. He asked me to manage him. I had one stipulation. Let me pick your beats.
Mm.
I picked two beats. He did two songs. And right after that, we had an investor. Now, the investor was on some other shit for the mothership for the reason he was invested. But I could show proof of a $30,000 video with John Witherspoon and Omar Gooden and Fonzie Bentworth and a mansion. And I could show radio reports. Like, they were just throwing money around everywhere, you know, because the music that my guy was putting out was good. Yeah. And I don't even know if he's dead or in prison or whatnot. Shouts out to Emil De Niro. You know, last time I seen him was we went to South by Southwest together. But if me and Emil can put out two songs and get an investor to throw money around on a bunch of shit, and yeah, it didn't get thrown around right because nobody listened to me. But a lot of money got thrown around like that.
I mean,
and I could show, I could send you the, you know, video link, and you'd be like, damn, they put too much into this video, you know, like just for the first video. Yeah, but it was just too much. It was just over the top shit, you know.
First of all, I hate that you went straight to, you don't know if he's dead or in jail. Maybe he's somewhere chilling.
Because I cannot, because I can't get in touch with him.
I mean, you just went to dead or in jail. You know what I mean? That was dark.
I can't but anyway, get in touch with him.
But I get what you're saying, though. Like, I mean, I don't even want to have music conversations, man. But anyway, you know, like.
So these cats need to focus on getting an investor, you know what I'm saying? Because investors, they kind of usually believe in you, what you're doing a little more than the labels. Labels nowadays, they don't give a fuck what it sound like.
But the average investor ain't going to invest in music, so you have to go to a label. You know, I mean, you can't go to an say somebody owns a funeral.
The kind of dudes that invest in the shows and stuff.
Yeah, drug dealers. Yeah, we're not talking about that. Yeah,
it's not everybody, just drug dealers.
Everybody
man.
Know that. I'm just saying.
I've done seen lawyers invest into hip hop shows and shit. You know,
shows, but you're talking about investing in an artist, investing in a show. I mean,
I've seen the lawyer put into the show, he could have put into an artist.
But. And that's why you got to go back to the label, because you're not finna go, you know what I'm saying? Your uncle might own a funeral home. Yeah, he might invest in the show. Oh, yo, you finna do a show at this club? You about to have this person perform and all this stuff like that?
You don't try to go after an investor. You don't know.
But I bet you I bet you he won't invest in you as an artist. You know what I mean? Nobody outside of the music business believes in the music business. Just think about that.
We've
you know what I'm saying?
I got proof that we've got an investor off of two songs before.
I'm just saying, like, who was that investor? Was that investor in the music?
No, he was
He
owned a chiropractor business.
Well, that's luck, because anybody else, you know what I'm saying? You tell your mama you want to be a rapper, they're not going, you know what I'm saying?
Tech Nine had an investor. Had an investor.
I'm just saying, that's rare.
Hey,
I mean,
you got to try to find an investor, because if you go the label route, then you got to take what the label gives you.
I'm saying, but with the investor, it's still the same thing. You still got to answer to somebody. Somebody going to want their money back.
You got more control when you got an investor, though.
I mean, I guess you could say that, but I mean, I'm just sticking with that.
Once you get with the label, creative control is out the window, unless you're like Drake or somebody, or J. Cole or Kendrick. Somebody that's just...
I mean, at some point, that investor going to want some say-so and some shit, too, now. Don't get twisted.
I get that.
So, I mean, it ain't just the label that might want to have creative control. At some point, that chiropractor...
But you're better
that,
off.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, that chiropractor would have been like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? He would have wanted to have some input on the creative... process of that artist. Trust me.
But once you sign with a major, you're not whacking up between two people. Now you're whacking up with like three, four, five. You know, the pockets just get more and more pockets just coming in the mix every time you sign with the majors.
I mean, but you still gonna. I mean, if you're an artist, you shouldn't just have an investor. You should have a manager too. So you still already.
And that's another thing.
I mean, you should already be whacking it up with like.
I'm glad you said that. Like, most people's managers ain't really managers. They're just like friends that don't got no connections.
Exactly. Trust me, I know about that.
If you don't got a manager that has no connections, I mean, what are we talking about? I had a manager once, and I didn't see much get done.
Yeah, we almost got taken advantage of, man. Me and my homeboy Five, I mean, he in Vegas now. Shout out to him. It was a dude. He had a studio on 301. And matter of fact, what's that dude from Lean On Me? Sam's.
Oh, Sam's. Yeah. Off Juice.
Yeah, Sam's from Lean On Me and Juice. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his real name.
Yeah, but he used to come down to that studio. You know what I mean? He used to come down there and record. It was a nice ass studio on 301, man. The building is still there. I don't know if the insides are still there. You know what I'm saying? The owner was, he was one of them boys. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know he's locked up. I mean, in fact, he probably did because he was about 60-something then. You know what I'm saying? This was back in 90. This was back in 92, 93. But, you know what I mean? Like, man, he handed us a contract. And he tried to use him. He was like, yo, y'all come back this Saturday. So he had a dude from Juice. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were supposed to be like, oh, shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. You know what I mean? But, you know, he was a rapper. You know, he was rapping at one point too. But anyway, we signed a they gave us a contract. I said, look, dog, I said, we need to take this to a lawyer. Now, keep in mind, this is Fayetteville. Ain't no entertainment lawyers in Fayetteville. So we took this shit to, what's my man's name? You know what I'm talking about, the black lawyer. Damn it.
Damn, I don't know. I never needed no lawyer.
Damn it, why I can't think of his name. But anyway, we took it to the lawyer. You know what I'm saying? He basically said, if we would have signed this contract, he would have power of attorney over anything I'm doing right now. You're talking about 30 years later.
Damn.
He would have had power of attorney of my bank account, the house I bought, you know what I'm saying? The cars I bought, everything. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, it just made me think of that. I don't know why I went that way, but it just made me think of that. But you know what I'm saying? It was still a stand. It wasn't an illegal contract, though.
Yep.
I mean, it's still the same thing today. So, which gets back to like, why would anybody want to sign with a major? Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? Your best interest is not in mind when it comes to a major. Everybody knows that. I don't care what they say or what they think. Nobody is dropping money on you in order for you to goddamn do better than them. What you think?
Nope. Well, shit, we about to hit this hour mark, so we're going to wrap it up and get the shout outs. I got my dog over here whining to me the whole time, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You need to take that mother to obedience training, cuz.
I know. She getting on my nerves right now. I'm about to drop kick her ass.
Nah. He did not say that. Hey, look, remember last night we had the GPS people shut down. Oh boy,
nah, that was his connection.
Hey, don't have Peter come fucking with us.
We ain't gonna blame that on the Rainbow Mafia. That was his connection, man.
Hey, yo, Peter, I love dogs.
Out.
Peter, I love dogs. That was him. Don't come for me.
I love dogs too, but she getting on my nerves right now. Show that whining the whole time we're trying to.
Oh shit.
Go ahead, get
them
shout outs, man.
I ain't got no shout outs, man. Like I said, man, this shit fun.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to everybody that submitted music. submit your music at livefromfayetteville@gmail.com.
Hey, dirty, just come on the show, man. Quick comment. Hook your camera up, man, and come on the show. How about that?
Call as long me. As you ain't, you can't. I don't know, man. Dirty Gold Cop, get on here and trash the music, man.
Nah. You got to be objective now. You know what I'm saying? You got to be objective, Dirty. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I know Dirt now. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to make me lose clients.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? We got here. We had to fight some clients, niggas.
Man. We can't be trashing no music, man. We gotta critique it in a nice manner.
Yeah, Dirt, man. Hit me up, man. Yo, Peter. I love the pets. Safe in it.
Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.